Alright folks, if you've ever wondered how attackers can take over an entire Active Directory environment in seconds, you're in for a treat today. Ever heard someone casually say, "I dumped NTDS?" Well, today we're diving into what that actually means and why it's a game changer in cybersecurity.
Yeah, it sounds like one of those techie throwaway lines, right? But honestly, when someone says that, they're talking about accessing the holy grail of password hashes for a whole domain. It's a big deal.
Totally. So let's break this down. First off, what the heck is NTDS and why does it matter so much?
Good question. NTDS stands for NT Directory Services, and it's essentially the database for Active Directory. It stores all the user accounts, their passwords, all the juicy details. When an attacker gets their hands on it, they pretty much have the keys to the kingdom.
Wow. So when you dump NTDS, it's not just a few passwords here and there. It's the whole shebang.
Exactly. And we're talking about not just user accounts, but also the service accounts and the KRBTGT account, which is like the main gatekeeper for Kerberos tickets in the environment.
Right. And that KRBTGT account plays a huge role in ticketing, doesn't it?
For sure. If you compromise that account, you can forge what's called a golden ticket, which allows you to impersonate any user in the domain. It's a one-way ticket to full control.
Wait, so how does someone even get to the point of dumping NTDS? It sounds like a complex operation. DC sync? What's that about?
It's wild. Essentially, if you have the right permissions, even as a non-admin, you can request updates from the DC just like it's a regular replication. No need for brute force or direct access.
So you're saying an attacker could be sitting somewhere remote, using a feature designed for syncing, and just pull down all those credentials?
Yep, that's the beauty and the horror of it. It's like using a tool that was made for good, but flipping it for malicious intent.
That's just mind-boggling. So, what if defenders wanted to spot this kind of activity? What should they be looking for?
Great question. They should keep an eye on their event logs, specifically for DC sync replication calls. If you see those from non-DC machines, that's a big red flag.
Got it. It seems like a lot hinges on monitoring and understanding these protocols, right?
Absolutely. Understanding how the system is designed is key to both offense and defense. The better you grasp the architecture, the better you can protect against it.
Well, this has been an eye-opener. Thanks for breaking down NTDS dumping and the intricacies of Active Directory. It really paints a clearer picture of the threat landscape.
My pleasure. Remember, the more you learn about these systems, the better equipped you'll be to defend against them.
All right, everyone, that's a wrap. Stay curious and keep digging into these topics. Knowledge is your best defense. Catch you next time.